Hey, good morning. Once again for that Medicine Ball Caravan to roll here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Got an hour of good sound up ahead, including we're supposed to have a drop by Doyle Bramhall II and CC Adcock. They'll be performing this evening at the Jefferson Street Pub. We'll be talking about their collaborations, their history, and some of the things going on, if they do indeed show up. We've got great music in this first set by Los Lobos. Play another track from the brand new album, Gates of Gold. But let's start off with this guy. We here in Lafayette first got to know him about 3 years ago when he performed at Festival International. Since then, he has become one of the world's most respected guitarists, talking about Gary Clark Jr. from his new release, This Is the Healing, and it kicks off this caravan.
Yeah.
We got this. Woman at the bus stop in a wedding gown. There's a ticket in her hand. She's headed out of town. Carrying a suitcase bound up with string. It was all that she had left since she pawned her wedding ring. When I passed by later, she had gone away, and a homeless man was holding a bouquet. Living on the outskirts of love. Desert, sinking in the sand. How she ended up here, she couldn't understand. Better dreams on 13, she let it ride. All she ended up with was a stranger by her side. Latest lie in life, so easy to deceive. Still searching for that reason to believe. Yeah, to believe.
Yeah, Shamika Copeland, her new release. That's a title track, The Outskirts of Love, here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Before that, Los Lobos, their killer new record, Gates of Gold, will be out soon. And we heard another tune, Too Small Heart. And kicking off with Gary Clark Jr., his killer new track, The Healing, from his upcoming record. Everybody's got new records coming out. You're listening to The Caravan here on KRVS. 79 degrees currently here on the campus of UL Lafayette. With me in the studio, I've got some killer guys who dropped by. We've got none other than Doyle Bramhall, number two, the second, CeCe Adcock, and the guy putting on the big show this evening over at
Jefferson Street Pub.
Jefferson Street Pub. We've got Todd Mouton. And let me get everybody in. Where are we? Yeah, welcome, everyone.
How are you doing?
Good, 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 man. Glad you guys are making it into town. Doyle, how long has it been since you've been in the Lafayette area?
Not too long. I come here to visit my friends.
Yeah, figured so.
Mr. Cece and the Mouton family.
Yes, definitely. And you're here back in town. Now, just for those who don't know, Doyle Bramhall II, son of the great Doyle Bramhall, Texas music legend, played with the likes of Lightnin' Hopkins, Freddie King, and of course, Doyle continuing the tradition, doing some great guitar work. And one thing I've never seen you play, and I'm just finding out that you're left-handed, but you play with your strings in the way that we would normally play. In other words, backwards. So that's not too many people out there doing that these days.
Yeah, I guess it's probably a little more interesting to other people than it is to me.
Yeah.
It was just, I picked up when I was young, there were right-handed guitars sitting around the house, and I just picked them up and started playing them. And by the time I realized that I was playing the wrong way or somebody said that, I had learned probably 200-300 songs. I was like, well, I ain't starting over now, so it sounds all right to me.
It's cheating, really.
Wait, hold on.
Got you. Go ahead.
There you go, man.
Go ahead. Continue.
I already forgot what I was going to say.
Continue.
It's cheating. It's an illegal formation, but you know.
Well, Cece, do you have when you
cheating because of the gravity on your side?
I don't know. I wish I had some like real kind of mystical answer about the left hand upside down thing, but it's just like.
Well,
I didn't know I was doing it.
Well, Cece, do you have trouble when you're looking at this guy? does that throw you off in any kind of way?
I try not to look at him.
You're just listening.
It's scary. I started off playing that way though, and then I had the opposite. I had a teacher a couple of years into me playing when I was like 8, that was too lazy to transpose it for me.
Man, you started late, huh? You started at 8 years old.
Yeah. Well, I started at 6, and then I had to redo the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
6.
I had learned 5,000 songs by the time I was 7.
Yeah, I was actually composing when I was 4, but I didn't.
I was producing at 3.
Producing
in my diaper.
Producing. You play with yourself a lot on that record. Yeah.
My mama says, you know, you're gonna go blind doing that. I said, well, can't just do it till I need to wear glasses.
But anyway, these guys will be playing together. They're gonna make it work this evening over at the Jefferson Street Park.
About that. Well, I'll be doing my thing, then he'll do his thing. I'll be back at the house.
Okay, are you gonna be back at the house already, man? All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I
gotta stick around for the suicide mission of opening up for Doyle. That's throwing yourself to the wolves.
Well, anyway, with us also is Todd Mouton, whose brainchild this was to put this all together. And Todd, tell us what's been happening. I mean, what's the impetus to bring this to town? Withdrew this.
So, no lie, 30 years ago, these guys played in my parents' living room. And I've been trying to get them to come play together in Lafayette ever since. And this is the product of lots of conversations. But they've been making music and records together for years. And, of course, Doyle's dad's come through. And so a big Tuesday night opened up. And Gus down at the pub said, hey, come on. And so we got some cool things up our sleeve. And these guys brought some music to play. So I don't know what you guys want to lead off with. We've got DB. Which one do you want to hear?
Well, I guess we can start off with music that we sort of bonded over when we were 15 and the things that sort of excited us when we were kids.
Johnny Guitar Watson.
Yeah, it was all Johnny Guitar Watson, everything.
That'd be the vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he passed away, which was a sad day for us, I was, you know, desperately trying to find that ring and where that thing went, because that... That needed to be worn.
JGW. Yeah. That's the best it ever was. He made this one great record. It's funny. Doyle's hit me onto a lot of things in my life, but when he was, I remember being, I was living in Hollywood, it was like late 80s, we were teenagers, and Doyle had the gig with the Thunderbirds, and he had come through town, and it was always like, you got to hear, check this thing out. And he had a cassette tape of this great jazz record, this piano jazz record that you had gotten off of Jimmy Vaughn. And
I think I got it off of Mark Benno, who used to work with Leon Russell back in the day. And
but I remember going into the bunk in the like to get the cassette off the bus, like sneaking into it. Was weird. Anyway,
Mark Benno of the Asylum Choir.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So well, I was think, I
Denny Freeman had turned Jimmy and everybody onto that record initially.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I turned everybody on when I was 4 years old.
Well, when I was three, I showed you the record. But anyway, this became at that very moment my favorite record of all time. I think one of your favorite records.
Yeah, it was always one of my favorites.
Johnny Guitar Watson was such an amazing artist and did so many things in his career, so many different styles and eras. But he has this piano jazz record where he's playing piano. Johnny Guitar Watson plays piano. And I think this is the record that you and I will have playing as we walk down the aisle at our funerals.
Yeah. Wedding and funerals.
Well, it's not going to be that.
Weddings and funerals.
Did you leave heaven? How could they let you go? How's everything in heaven? Why did you trade heaven for all these earthly things? Where did you hide your halo? Where did you lose your wings? Have they missed you? Can you get back in? And if I should kiss you, would it be a sin? You're so divine. When did you leave heaven?
wanna know how they missed you. I wanna know how they missed you. And can you get back in? Can I? If I should kiss you, well now, ooh, would it be a sin? When did you leave heaven? Angel, 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 when did you heaven, angel mine.
I'll bet a line you will not hear.
Yeah.
Oh. You've been listening to the sounds of Johnny Guitar Watson.
Yep.
When did you leave heaven? That's one of the best lines I ever heard.
When?
Yeah, one of the best piano solos.
Also, sure.
He played just like he played guitar. It's like so deliberate and tough. He's the best piano player ever.
Guitar.
Anyway, we're in the studio with Doyle Bramhall II, C.C. Adcock,
guitar.
Todd Mouton is with me. Big show going on tonight over at Jefferson Street Pub with the two guys, and of course they brought in some great music. And Doyle has been all over. I mean, these guys have known each other for years and years. Finding out the story from Todd Mouton here about when he brought these guys. When did this originally happen, man?
So I just realized last night, first show I ever did, and tonight hopefully not the last. And in the words of Doyle, and have you done any shows since?
In between.
Yeah, and I said it won't look like it, but it's the same story. Where do you put the drinks? How good does it sound? Can people see? And will they start on time? That's the same story ever.
I have to get your mom to come and roll back the Oriental rugs.
Yeah, we got to take the rugs and the couches out. But yeah, we had a house party when we were young, and you know, it's just been really amazing because you know you don't think that these guys will go on to such greater heights as they have, of course.
Yeah, I remember that party. A lot of things happened that night. It was a barn burner.
It was a good one. Best 14
Catholic schoolgirl.
In all seriousness, man, these guys have played together. They played some on CeCe's records. We brought in some of Doyle's records. Doyle's got his band tonight. Charles has his band, The Marquise, which includes Chris Hunter, who's Doyle's stepbrother, on drums. So a lot of musicians in the house.
It's funny. I met Big Doyle Senior at Grant Street when I was a kid, when I was 14, and that night certainly changed my life musically. And then shortly thereafter, maybe a few months later, Big Doyle came through town and brought Little and said, you know, I think my son's about the same age as you. Y'all should meet up. And mm-hmm. I think he probably just wanted me to look after you for a weekend while he was in town. Like, hey, can you
I was in good hands.
Yeah.
C.C. Adcock.
Went straight to Todd Mouton's house and went through F.Ray's booze collection. But I followed Doyle, though, you know, he's, shoot, everything you ever done, you know, had an amazing career. Not unlike Johnny Guitar Watson, done everything for everybody, a super behind-the-scenes guy and also well-known for his own records. But I just, it's going to be cool tonight for me because we've never really played a show together. We've done a lot of work together. We've never been on a gig together.
Charles, you produced his father's last record,
I got to produce Big Doyle's record and co-wrote some of that. But it's funny because I remember, if I think back on it, I was this morning I was kind of flashing on it. You know, when Doyle I learned so much about music and licks and playing and records and even fashion, I dare say. But that didn't even get a laugh out of you.
I was laughing.
Rolling a pack of cools up in your shirt sleeve. But then I remember when Doyle went on to play with the T-Birds, when he got the T-Birds gig. And then I was, in my own little way, I've always, you know, chased what Doyle did. He's always been, you know, something I looked up to so much, both musically and even career-wise. And I mean, we got with the gig with the T-Birds, and then I went and started playing with Bo Diddley, or came home and played with Buckwheat, and our, you know, those were our favorite bands as teenagers. And then I found out, you know, I'd get a phone call, or we'd run into each other, and he's like, "Oh, I'm making a solo record. Oh, I got to go make a solo record." And then, you know, "Oh, I'm producing. Oh, I better produce too." Or I'm composing for fun. "Oh, I better do that." Or, I mean, even down to, you know, hanging out with English rock stars. It's
role model.
In my own little way, it's always been a mimic gig for me. So it'll be fun to finally get my butt handed to me.
It's like parallel paths that all lead to the same place, you know.
Well, yours leads to bigger bank accounts.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I don't know what bank account you're talking about.
Iberia over there. Yeah.
We brought your Jelly Bean album.
Master Charge, a Bank America.
Thank you, Albert Collins.
Is that what we're going to hit next, or what we're going to do?
But, yeah, can you tell us about I Will Remember? We thought we'd play that one.
Do you remember?
It's actually a song that I wrote with Charlie Sexton of the band The Archangels. And after we split up, we had written together after. And that was just one that we came up with. He flew out to L.A. where I was making my record with Chad Blake. And he played guitar on that one. Charlie Drayton on drums. And it's just a song we wrote. And
Charlie's another big piece of the puzzle. I mean, the three of us go back to teenage years. Charlie's such a great player and writer and friend.
All right, let's give it a spin.
We'll be right back.
of this morning, alone in my bed, tears all around me, and you losing your head. Now I know you're bitter about things in my past, but I never would have quit you.
It's all for the better. CeCe Adcock and Lafayette Marquis here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Also with me in the studio, Doyle Bramhall, number two. And they'll all be performing this evening over at the Jefferson Street Pub, downtown Lafayette.
So hey, was that Billy Squire's new one?
God,
yeah, man.
Damn. Really? You're just going to start like that?
Yeah. But anyway, hey, I tell you what, man. CeCe, when's the follow-up to Lafayette Marquis coming out, man? I'm still waiting. It's been about a half a decade.
All right, that's enough about him. Let's get back to me. Come on. This is Doyle.
I was going
to
say, we're waiting on records from both those guys right now, if I'm not
like
mistaken.
Like I said, I followed Doyle on almost everything, and it takes him about 15 years.
So he's got to wait for him to do it, put it out first, and then you follow.
And he's got a lot more fans, so I get about 20 years.
25 fans can't be wrong.
It's exactly right. And hopefully they're all paying to come to the show tonight. Tickets still on sale.
So that was a tune you guys wrote together and played on.
Yeah, actually, I stole that. That yeah. tune, I heard that tune.
That's one that he wrote on that I wrote.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, I've always had, you know, sort of a penchant for picking things out of the trash that
you shouldn't have thrown away. Is that your phone ringing? Is that your agent on the left?
It is my manager, actually.
Really? Could you be more cliche?
Hold on, let me call my assistant.
Maybe he wants to get me instructions.
Are you sure that isn't your hairstylist and makeup for later?
That's you, baby.
I heard that song at his brother and my drummer Chris's wedding. We were riding around East Texas the night before the wedding, and Doyle was playing these weird demos that he had made. And I remember thinking, wow, that's just such a cool little song. And then I think I stole the cassette that night. Because he's always super secretive about, no, I can't let it out. I gotta let you hear it, but I can't let you hear the whole thing. And because my manager and the label and, you know, there's all, and Clapton might want to do so. He's already got, you know. But anyway, I stole the cassette and I kept it in my little trick bag. And then me and the Marquis worked it up. And then at some point I called him up and said, look, I know how you are about these things, but I'd really like to cut that song. And on top of that, I've written some better lyrics. And
I don't think Will Sexton liked that too much.
Well, what does he have to say about it? He was happy to get the $250. And so anyway,
he's still living off that.
Well, in Austin, you can do it. And I just remember Doyle going, what? I'm like, you know that song over there? No, I don't remember. He had no recollection of it at all. And so we ended up going out to California and cutting it with Mike Elizondo. And then that was that mix right there was done by Craig Ross. There's about 15 Craig Rosses in the music business, by the way. but that one was Lenny Kravitz's guitar player, and he did a little tune on it and got the mix right for us.
And y'all played on that one, and I guess Doyle plays on this next one that y'all co-produced.
What's this one?
Tortured Soul.
Oh yeah, this is off the Big Doyle record. I was working with Big Doyle, and of course.
That was a song that I produced on that he was producing.
we were in the studio with Big Doyle, and of course, you know, when we do anything or get anything close to finished, Big would send it to Little, and wherever he was in the world to kind of get him to sign off on it. You were executive producing, and I get the call every once in a while, like, "What are you doing, my dad? Why are you doing that? Why'd you do that?" But record ended up sounding pretty good. And on this song, you took it out to California, and did you go in the studio? Did you go with another Craig Ross on Tortured Soul?
No, this is you and Justin. Yeah.
You and Justin, right.
Was that the record before the last one?
No, this is the last
one. The penultimate record?
What?
Nothing.
Penultimate, second Never to last, went. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, this is a track that's all funkified. We put a bunch of sousaphone and New Orleans beats on it. Then we sent it out to California to make it really funky.
What record was that on?
It's on.
I like that. Huh? Which one was that?
After every question, can you just play the first bar?
First note.
That's Is It News.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is called Torture Soul.
Days.
Soul. That's Doyle Sr., the final, his release produced by C.C. Adcock, a track called Tortured Soul. And you're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. With me in the studio, I've got C.C. Adcock and Doyle Bramhall second. Todd Mouton also putting on the show tonight. And yeah, killer track, guys, killer track. C.C., when did that record come out? About, what, 4 years ago now?
Well, shoot, I mean, Big Doyle's been gone now. 2 years? Three years?
Don't ask me anything. I don't know. I can't remember anything.
Yeah, it came out a few years before his untimely passing, and we lost such a great one when we lost Doyle. And thank you, my brother, for letting me always. Big Doyle's like a father to me, too, so Doyle always shared that as well, and Chris. And he was just the best. It was cool to get to work with him a lot before he happened to go.
Yep. Well, we got another tune actually set up right here. Doyle, you want to tell us about what's coming up? What did you select for our audience to check out, or what you got going on?
It's my last single, 15 years ago. It's called Green Light Girl.
It's your penultimate single. We keep hearing about one more.
Well, down here, there's been a lot of Zydeco versions called Green Eye Girl.
That was my ultimate.
It's the ultimate.
What's the deal with this song? It was just a, grooving fast thing that we put together, and
I remember in the video you were wearing some hippie clothes.
Hippie clothes, yeah. I was wearing some Gucci,
some bell bottom.
A squash blossom in a Gucci shirt.
That's some pretty, it was pretty girls in the video.
Really? Where?
And you probably weren't allowed to. You were married then. I probably took you straight back to the trailer and kept you off offset.
Hog-tied me.
y'all recorded it live, this one, in the studio?
That record, we recorded the entire record. We recorded live, pretty much. I mean, we did some overdubs, some solos, and a few backgrounds. But mostly, that was all live vocals. And I think at the time, because that's when everybody was going crazy with auto-tune and Pro Tools and just fixing everything and the perfection of it.
You mean they stopped?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's when it was, you know, really starting up.
It's when people used to care about it.
So my thing was I just wanted to go in and just go Neil Young style and just make a record in a barn and not fix it up, just like this is what it is. So this is a song that Jim Scott, who had worked a lot with Rick Rubin, and he's a mixer and an engineer. He produced it with Ben Montinch, who's with Tom Petty. He's the keyboard player, and he's a great songwriter, composer, arranger, and a keyboard player. So, yeah, they produced that track, and hit E.
Girl here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, KRVS, Doyle Bramhall, second, and CC Adcock in the studio. And yeah, great man, that was some killer guitar work, man. Killer track, man.
Oh, thanks.
Live vocals.
Actually, that whole thing was live.
There you go.
That the guitarist, I didn't overdub anything on that.
Wow. Killer track.
Right. But, you know, I mean, that's nothing, like, new to people down here in Louisiana. Like, what do you mean overdub? what is that? So, but it is pretty special in L.A.
Who's in the band tonight? Who's coming to town to play with you?
The band tonight
Just
is,
to pick up bands and local cats.
I just started playing with these new musicians, and I rehearsed 3 days in Florida and played 3 shows, and this will be our 4th one, but it's a lot of fun. Really talented guys. The drummer is Anthony Cole from J.J. Gray and Mofro and the Greyhounds, he's playing in my band now. And Ted Pecchio, who I met, he's a bass player He played with Tedeschi Trucks. That's how I first met him, through Derek and Susan on their records. And he's an awesome bass player. And then this guy, Adam Minkoff, who I met through another musician in New York, who is, he's younger than us, but he can sort of do anything. He's an incredible artist. I mean, he can do anything from, you know, play bebop to, you know, he can do an arrangement, a rock arrangement of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. So mm-hmm. he's like got this otherworldly kind of talent. I might let him.
That'd be great.
Yeah, if people are tranced out enough.
Get some people to the show.
But, you know, the kind of thing that we're doing is I spend a lot of time in my off time when I'm not touring. I actually tour, just do personal tours through India and Northern Africa and different parts of Africa. And I go and I hang out with a lot of Sufis and listen to a lot of Sufi music and get as tribal as possible. And so, you know, through that experience, I've sort of, you know, the essence of that sort of creeps in my music. And because that's, you know, I sort of live my life that way. And and you know, it's all a spiritual journey for me. So I, you know, I have this thing now that's in my music innately because of my experiences that I've had around the world, and it feels sort of like a mystical kind of thing, and you know, it feels like the audience is sort of swaying with me, mm-hmm. and it feels like a trance kind of thing, and it's, you know, it's rock and roll, it's old school sort of rock and roll music, but it has elements of all the things that I've been really into over the years. You know, I grew up listening to mostly blues, and so that's where the roots are. But then, you know, I've also been a fan of many jazz artists and classical artists and whatnot. So anyway, that all creeps out into my music.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to get a chance to hear that this evening, along with C.C. Adcock opening up Jefferson Street Pub tonight. Doyle, look, thanks so much for coming by. C.C., for coming by, man. We're gonna go out with we have less than a minute, man. Oh. So I'm going to go out with some of your stuff, C.C.
Oh, that's horrible. I want to hear Johnny Guitar Watson again.
Medicine Ball Caravan was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much, Doyle and CeCe, for coming
tickets
by.
Tickets still on sale for the show tonight.
All right, man. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow.